Hi everyone. Let's see, it is Friday night. And I'm bored. So I thought I would do the talk questionnaire because I haven't done that yet. So figured something good to do on a Friday night since I have to get up early, and so I didn't want to really go out or be up too late. So how about we dive right in? Okay. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I would say audio is pretty close to the top. I do also like reading erotica. Both of those would rank much higher than video porn. They don't really do it for me. I guess I tend to find the emotions very canned. And yeah, with audio, it really allows you to create the world in your head, and I enjoy that. So I guess that's why. Number two, how did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before your first post? I stumbled on GWA from Gone Wild Stories. I'm not entirely sure how. And let's see, I lurked for maybe a month. Maybe. Probably not even that long. I really liked to listen to them at work, as horrible as this is. I have a desk job where I sit and I just process documents a lot. Yeah, I guess that's probably as much as I want to delve into that topic. But so, because I'm processing documents, it tends to be a very repetitive job. So, listening to these definitely makes it interesting, I guess. Number three, have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA yet? What is that fantasy? Oh, brother. Yes, I have heard it. Well, I guess not exactly, but I've heard, in the general area. And what is that fantasy? I'm gonna keep that kind of close. It's just gonna be mine. A couple people know it. People I talk to pretty regularly probably know. But yeah. Lately, I'm really into the voyeurism and like the public sex aspect. So currently that is really thing that's something that really gets me lately. So number four, what type genre of GWA recording is your favorite? And have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening? Oh, geez. Probably should have perused these a little more in depth, I guess. Let's see. Which type, genre, da da da. Like I said, I really like the public. I very much like the cheating ones too. I think it's I don't know, maybe it's the line crossing for me lately has been a turn on for me. I don't know. It's very out of character, I guess, for me. Not something I would actually do. I love the fear plays. It's like watching a mini Criminal Minds episode. yeah. I don't know. They like being scared and turned on at the same time. Amazing. And the male things too. I would really like to have a male female threesome. I mean, I don't know if that'll ever happen, but yeah, that's way up there on my list of, your bucket list, sexual bucket list. I would like to do that. And have I discovered any new turn-ons? The fear play was a new one. I mean, I've always liked scary movies and stuff, but I would tend to shy away from, I don't know, like the really bad scary stuff, I guess. And some of your guys' fear plays, damn, they freak me out. But they're good. So, yeah. So, number five. Can't lose count. That would be bad. Number five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in a uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc. I love a man in a suit. It's really hot, particularly like when the suit jacket's off and the button up, like the sleeves are cuffed. I love that. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I kind of span the spectrum. Like, greasy car monkey guy. Yeah. I have friends like that. Like, the motorheads, I guess you could call them. Maybe be a little offensive. yeah. I don't know. I guess I grew up around that. My dad is very much a car guy, so. Yeah, and my brothers, too. Very much a car guy, so I guess all of their friends, and. Yeah. Yeah. what else? Men in uniform, of course. Any branch of the military. That's good. and women. I find women very attractive. I don't know, maybe that's a little weird, maybe not. So, yeah, summer dress, cutoffs, tight shirt. That'll work for me. Number six. What was the riskiest or most unusual place that you have masturbated? Oh, geez. in my car, in my work parking lot? Yeah. Really good phone sex. Very bad idea. I don't recommend it, and I wasn't even caught, but actually, I might recommend it. It was pretty good. seven, other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? I love to have sex all over the house. But probably in the shower. I love shower sex. It's amazing to be so dirty while getting clean. Again, it must be one of those line-crossing things for me. I don't know. It's very hot. Number eight, what accessories have you used with a partner? Oh, lordy. Handcuffs, corset, adult toys, paddle, body paints, candles, or any other items you have included to enhance the sex? I am a big fan of props, I guess. I don't know. I love lingerie, so I have a lot of it. I have corsets and teddies and baby dolls and all that. All that good stuff, and I've used handcuffs and belts and like bathrobe ties work really good to tie people up. Yep, they do. I've never used a paddle, though the idea is very intriguing. We've never used body paints, or I've never used body paints, I should say. Candles, no, but I've talked about using candles. But I wanted to find the lower temperature ones so I didn't have, like, welts. yeah, that would not be good. Yeah, I've used many different adult toys, like vibrators and dildos and other stuff, yeah. So, a lot. number nine. Have you had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I have had a one-night stand. Just one. It wasn't a bad experience, but it definitely wasn't it wasn't repeatable. Yeah, I don't know. We had mediocre living room floor sex. I should say drunken, mediocre living room floor sex. It was a friend, not a real close friend, but a friend. And it just, we were both getting out of serious relationships, and it just happened. And then we just both kind of, you know, went our own way. So, yeah. Number 10, ever had a threesome, foursome, moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I have not ever had a threesome, foursome, or moresome, other than on audio. yeah. And I would like to have a threesome. Specifically a male-male-female threesome. Though, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to having a female-male-female threesome. That would be okay, too. But, I mean, not real high up on there. On my need-to-do list, I guess. Number 11, would you rather be tied up or the one tying the knots? I would much rather be tied up. I'm very submissive. In bed. In real life, I'm much less submissive. Like, yeah. But in the bedroom, I tend to be very submissive, and I like to be told what to do, and spankings and hair pulling and all that good stuff. Yes, please. Number 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what word or phrase will make you come? Oh, there are so many. So many. Good girl. Dirty slut. Dirty whore. I don't know, like when I've been in a serious relationship, hearing I love you will do it. Yeah, there's lots. I don't know, whispering in my ear can do it sometimes. 13, do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record of number of orgasms in one day? Yes, I do have multiple orgasms. Yes, that's actually very, very common. So, my record in one day is a lot. Probably 10 or 15. But I mean, that's literally all day. In one session would probably be 5. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I mean, that, and that's a few hours, so I mean, we're talking long, drawn-out process here, not, yeah. 14, which sexual fantasy do you wish will come true? The male-male-female threesome. I guess that's the biggest one. I mean, one that I wouldn't easily be able to do, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Number 15. Have you, or you and a lover, taken dirty pictures or video of yourself selves? And what has become of those pictures and or video? I have taken pictures of myself, which I have. I mean, they've been sent to the people they were intended, you know, taken for. But they will never see the light of day because I've only sent them to a very responsible person. yes. And no video. No. Not, no. Nope. 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. Yes. Once or twice while having phone sex with a friend, that's happened. That's actually how, the masturbating in my car in my work parking lot happened.
Yes. That has happened. Good Lord, that's embarrassing to talk about. 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked in the right way? Describe. My neck. Of course, I mean, I think I've heard that on just about everybody's, but my neck. The back of my knees. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know. And then the small of my back. Yeah. Those three. 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy and why? Well, I've been with guys, not that many, like a handful, but in the handful, there's a spectrum, you know, small and large. I've been with a guy who was quite a bit smaller. And honestly, as long as you know what you're doing with what you got, you're gonna be fine. You know, if you're so worried about the fact that you're small and that, you need to overcompensate and stuff like that, then you're gonna, then it'll probably be an issue. But I don't know. The guys that I've been with all, I guess, pretty much knew what they were doing. Some more than others. And I think as long as you own what you got, you can make it work. I think that works for women too. I mean, self-confidence is sexy, so own what you got and, love yourself first, right? How much does it matter in fantasy? Not, it doesn't. Doesn't matter at all. 19. Temporary question. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? What did you think of it? Will you see the movie? And what do you think the movie should be rated? I have read 50 Shades of Grey. Years ago, geez, when it first came out, like before it got popular even, one of my best girlfriends was like, "Oh my God, you have to read this book." And I'm like, "All right." So I read them all, and I don't know, they were interesting. I didn't think the author was a very good author. I mean, she was an adequate author, but I thought it was weird that they blew up as big as they did. Will I see the movie? I will see the movie most likely because I'm female and hello, hot guys. And at the heart, it's a romance movie with a whole lot of kink. What do I think the movie should be rated? I guess it really depends on how they do it. If they're true to the book, it should probably be NC-17 or I don't know, whatever that high rating is. They're probably gonna edit out a lot of stuff, would be my imagination, or would be my, what I think, I guess, to appease people. So, whatever, it's a movie. Yeah. So, I guess depending on what they rate it, it's probably gonna determine if I go see it. And then 20. What do you consider to be good foreplay? A lot of kissing and groping and flirting. Flirting is so good. Like you gotta lead up to the sex. I don't know. That's me. I mean, the oh my God, I have to have you now sex is great. It's amazing. But I think you get there by having a really good flirtation going on. That's the fun part too. So, yeah. So I guess that is it. Wow. It seemed like a lot more questions. Okay, so thank you for listening to me, and I hope I didn't ramble on for too long. Looks like we're at about 20 minutes, so I guess that shouldn't be too bad.
So thank you all for taking the time to listen to me yak at you. And I hope you have a good night.